Well, gentlemen, we have a very packed episode today. We have a lot going on. We have rumors, Fantastic Four stuff. We've got Madam Web trailer that just dropped. What If from Marvel. Yu Yu Hakusho. Avatar, Last Airbender. We're going to crap on some of this stuff today. It's going to happen. Someone's not going to like something. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
One of the Zavala's is your host, Bugs Bird, and joining me today, we have the Forefront Gunning Machine for the Guns, the Delivery Boy Toy, and Human Gas Gasket Agent K.
What's going on, guys?
From Parts Unknown, Sasquatch, the first half of the Twin Towers, Minara. The team of Twin Towers, the team, yes. And his tag team partner, Brotherly Love, today for our Thanksgiving episode, Evil Ash. What is up, guys?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Come on.
A Minara is a Sasquatch. Does that make Evil Ash over here like the Yeti or Abominable Snowman? Or what's going on here?
I'm more of a trainer.
You're a trainer. Damn. He's a handler.
There we go. Well, gentlemen, we have a very packed episode today. Let's just jump right into it. Personal list. Let's talk some Fantastic Four. There has been some rumors going around. Okay, casting, right? Casting has not been officially announced. We'll take it with a grain of salt. We are hearing that Mandalorian, Pedro Pascal, is being eyed. He's very close to signing that contract. He might play Reed Richards, Fantastic Four. What the hell, man?
I'm not seeing it.
I love him. Great actor. Yeah. No.
There's a lot of people saying like, "Oh yeah, I can see this. I can see the vision." I'm not seeing it, dude.
No, I don't. I agree, dude. I love the man. He's awesome. He's awesome in The Mandalorian. He was awesome in The Last of Us. I hated him in Wonder Woman, but he's
he played great in Wonder Woman. It was just a terrible movie. It's a terrible movie.
It's bad.
Life, you know what great. I'm still hoping for? I'm keeping my fingers crossed. John Krasinski. Yeah. I'm still hoping, dude. He made a really good Mr. Fantastic in WandaVision. Not WandaVision.
The Multiverse of
Madness. Oh yeah. That
dude's
pretty good,
dude. I agree. Like I was a little iffy on him because the only things I've really seen are like clips from The Office. I'm not really big on the show. Then what is it? Quiet Place.
Yeah, he's awesome in that.
He was awesome in Quiet Place. But as far as like action, I didn't know if I could see him in an action role, but dude, he convinced me. He's Fantastic Four.
You mean like the only action he got was when he got turned into spaghetti?
Yeah.
But I mean, like the way they made him look, even like
his demeanor. Even
His demeanor.
Yep.
Like everything about him, really. And even like the CGI wasn't necessarily the best. Like the stretching worked for it, I think.
Still better than Flash.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a pretty low bar.
Yeah.
That is.
I mean, that's like ground level right there. But yeah. I like the look of him.
Again, the look was there, I think, for sure, 100%.
Yeah.
So it's just a unanimous across the board.
Vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro.
No for Pedro?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no to Pedro.
Pedro doesn't get a rose.
Okay. Like, he doesn't have a bad look. I mean, I'm trying to picture him with the white strikes next to his ear. I mean, he doesn't look bad. I just don't
might
see
as well bring
it.
Miles Teller back.
Eh?
Anyone?
He might be coming back in Secret Wars.
Yeah,
maybe.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I doubt it, but
same with the other guys from the Fox universe.
They weren't bad.
Yeah, I don't remember their names. The only one I know is Chris Evans. Oh, and Jessica Alba.
Now, do you think we're just being a little harsh because we've been spoiled a little bit with John Krasinski? Like, I don't know. Do you think he has the acting chops to pull off of Mr. Fantastic?
Who, Pedro?
Yeah, Pedro Pascal.
I think he does. I think he's a great actor.
Yeah, he got Yeah. Great acting skills for sure.
So what is it, do you think, that isn't doing it for you then?
There's no you child think- for him to protect and take to another location. There's,
that's one. Oh. That's one.
There's pretty that's much every specialty.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but for real, I don't know, man. I can't picture him in the role. Like, maybe it's because he's
it's more the look to me.
So if not Mr. Fantastic, who in the Marvel roster, who would you cast him as then?
Who protects kids?
Professor X.
Wolverine. There you go.
I think with his build, he could be a Dr. Doom. Because he's not overly tall.
Dude.
Yeah, I don't even think about that.
That's a good choice.
Crap, dude. He would play that role perfect, too.
I think he's got the good build for it.
Yeah. That's a really solid choice, dude.
Yeah, that's... Ooh.
Yeah, forget Mr. Fantastic.
That, and if looks the problem for you, he's wearing a mask half the time.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just don't do what the Fox did with the reboot for Dr. Doom.
No. You know what? I didn't even get halfway through that one before I turned it off.
Thing is, like, I went into the movie, because I try to be as unbiased as possible when I go into movies and watch them.
Right.
Well, all I heard was, oh my God, worst movie ever created. Worst movie ever created. Do not go watch Fantastic Four. So I'm like, oh man, this movie's going to suck. So, dude, halfway through it, I'm like, man, this movie is phenomenal. Like, it is awesome. And then.
This is Fantastic Four or is
the reboot?
Marvel's?
The reboot.
With Michael B.
Right,
Jordan.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You hit the halfway point, all of a sudden, it just takes a nosedive. And it's like, oh my God. It's like, this train wreck, what the hell am I watching? And it doesn't end. It does not end until the movie ends. It's like, wow. You went from like an 8, a 9 out of 10 movie to like a 2 out of 10 now.
Damn.
It's that bad at the end.
It's rough. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just couldn't get into it. I tried it. I definitely did not go to theaters. It started streaming. I forgot where now. But I started watching it. Bro, I couldn't do it.
It's pretty rough.
But you know what? The guy who plays Reed in that one, I don't think he necessarily did a bad job. Maybe
Miles
bring
Teller.
Him back on.
Yeah, that's like Miles Teller.
Yeah.
Who Miles Teller is?
He's in that drum movie with J. Jonah.
Right. Gotcha. Whiplash,
there you go. Yep.
He's in Top Gun. That's right. The new Top Gun.
Oh, yeah. He's Goose 2.0.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, War Dogs is a phenomenal movie.
Yeah, he's actually a pretty good actor. I like him.
Yeah, he's a damn good actor. I wouldn't mind him coming back or as a variant.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
Marvel, we did it again. We just did your job for you. Make it happen.
Just wait a couple weeks, or they're going to say it. They're going to announce
it. I know, it's like Kevin Feige listens. Right? Yeah.
Almost like a friend of close, personal friend.
Yeah, personal, very personal. I mean, I didn't want to drag him.
You don't want to drag or anything, but you know.
Yeah, right.
We got the direct phone line for him, you know. There we go.
That's exactly him right there. We're recording the can't take.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So Pedro, yeah. Dr. Doom. Let's do that.
Doctor Doom instead.
Yeah. Let's just switch that role. We got it. We good.
Wait, let me text Kevin right quick.
While you're doing that, over at Sony, they dropped Madam Web. This was something that they've been developing for a while. I actually kind of forgot they were working on this. It's another Spider-Man-ish spin-off, something like Morbius or Kraven.
I'm looking forward to.
Well, yeah, that one. Yeah, except for the lion bite, which is ridiculous. Yeah. But let's check out this trailer, see what they got.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie right there. She reminded me of Xena. The warrior chick.
You know who I think she is, actually? I think she's a chick from the 50 Shades of Grey.
I think you're right.
Haven't seen it.
Why are you watching that?
I walked in on my wife watching it the other day.
It's not what it looks like!
And scoot over. Part of your shadow's on my spot.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Totally.
Yeah.
He's probably the one that requested it.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, that's her.
Okay, so who's Madam Web? She's the main character?
Yeah, Madam Web. She's from 50 Shades of Grey.
Ooh, okay, I'll watch this. Never mind. I'm in.
So dumb. You know what? I don't even find her that attractive.
All right, let's see what she's got, or what they got.
Let's do it.
Hey, come on. Get your stuff. Let's go.
So?
Damn.
Let's try that again.
It's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
A week ago, I spent my life racing against time.
I'm gonna help you out today, okay?
Trying to save people who were running out of it.
Daddy!
Until one moment changed everything.
Come on!
Welcome back to Bolandable Living.
I don't understand what's happening. I've been having visions. I knew he was gonna die. I think I'm seeing the future.
New York City's a whole new level of crazy these days.
What do you want from me? What do you want?
New York City's a whole new level of crazy these days.
This is an emergency. Get off the train.
That man's trying to kill you.
What?
Who are you? What is going on?
I can see the future.
Oh, what the hell? She didn't see that coming? That's not how it works.
I've seen that man before.
So who is he?
Ezekiel Sims. He was in the Amazon with my mom when she was researching spiders right before she died.
Wait, I recognize you. You live in my building. You're the paramedic.
Yeah, you almost ran me over.
You don't think this is weird, how we're all connected?
Honestly, like, the least weird thing that's happened all day.
What do you want from me?
I have no idea what those girls have come.
Why don't you want from me?
I think he can see into the future.
What are you want from me?
He's trying to change what happens.
Julia, get down!
Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me?
Your future was almost so different.
Why do we go?
If you want to live, you have to
trust
me.
Get ready. Now!
You're showing off.
Maybe a little.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, looks okay.
So, did Miles Morales 2.0 have the fucking, what's the Tom Holland's four spider arms?
No, he does not.
You're talking about the killer virus?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, not the suit, but he had the arms.
No, Miles does not have that.
No. I'm saying this guy right here. Not Miles.
Oh, yeah. That might have been a Spider Woman.
Yeah, I think that was a Spider Woman.
Yeah, there's like two Spider Woman and Madam Web. There's like four superheroes in this movie, and then whoever the guy is. I'm not 100% sure who he is yet.
That's why I called him Miles Morales 2.0.
Dude, he looks like Kick-Ass. But,
yeah. Yeah, he kind of does, yeah.
I didn't like the suit. Like, he looked weird.
He got the Wish suit.
Spider-Man off Wish.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah, just... Dude, it looks bad. I don't know what to see.
Yeah.
No. Oh, but the boys, the black guy, Black Noir?
Oh, yeah.
Black Noir.
Yeah, that guy.
What do y'all think?
I'm probably going to wait for this one to stream.
Isn't Madam Web supposed to be old? Like an old lady?
It just depends.
Yeah, I want to say yeah, but I'm not too familiar with the character, honestly.
That's the only version that I'm familiar with. She's the old woman. She watches the whole Spider-Verse connection thing. And
she was basically Spider-Man 2099 before Spider-Man 2099.
Yeah. Kind of.
Or before Spider-Verse, I mean.
Yeah. You can say that. Oh, here's the blonde chick. I'm looking like Venom or something.
Kind of, yeah.
Here's the other one. So it's the Mean Girls, but with spider powers.
Yeah, there she goes.
See?
There's a girl with the kill mode.
Yeah.
Is that a fro?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fro?
Yeah.
That's a fro.
That's a full-on fro, bro.
I don't know. This trailer kind of didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I mean, I thought the Morbius trailer was really bad. And I actually ended up kind of liking the movie. So
I love the movie.
I honestly have not seen it. I was going to pick it up the other day. Still haven't done it.
It's on Netflix, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. For that one, I definitely waited. And on Netflix is where I watched it. And yeah, it wasn't as bad as I had heard it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't really that bad.
Yeah, I honestly try not to listen too much to what people say. I have to give it my own opinion because what people like isn't always the best.
Yeah. What do you think, Ash?
It looks like it'll be entertaining. It's not going to be a blockbuster or anything, though.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
I think the only thing, if they're able to tie it into the overall universe somehow, I think it'll make it more fun. I'm still waiting for them to kind of put the pieces together with like you were talking about Morbius and some of the other Spider-Mans. They kind of tried to do that with the post-credit scenes, but not enough yet.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of the Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But I think they should be giving us like a bone here and there. Not just these individual movies like they're doing right now.
Yeah.
Because
are you getting the theater. Are you getting the female Ghostbuster vibe?
No. Trust me, that was just straight up terrible.
Yeah.
That's an abomination to like movies and everything everywhere. This is probably going to be a damn good movie, but I'm not going to spend money to go watch it. I'll wait till it hits Netflix or Disney or the Sony streaming service, whatever the hell that thing is.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. I forgot they had one.
Yeah. You said they should be throwing us a bone, not making individual movies. When you say that, I kind of think DC went ahead and instead of making individual movies, they made the Suicide Squad, which put so many characters into one movie. You didn't know any of them as a character, as a cinematic character by themselves. And the movie kind of sucked for me.
Oh, dude, both of them were terrible.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. As opposed to what Marvel did first, they would make a movie, an individual movie, and then they put them on a big screen together.
Didn't they make the Justice League first before the individual movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tried to throw it all together at the beginning.
Yeah. And so they made that mistake, two or three times now? Yeah. And it doesn't work the first time, the second time, or the third time. And it looks like Sony is kind of trying to build their blocks before putting
the whole live action Spider-Verse thing, which I'm all 100% for.
Yeah.
My issue is, though, I mean, they're all in New York.
And they're not running into each other.
Yeah. And none of them are running into each other. No one's mentioning anything besides end credits. And then, of course, like one of the trailers for, I think, Morbius, you saw Andrew Garfield Spider-Man or someone Spider-Man on the trailer. On the wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We never
got it. But then in the movie, they removed it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's like, at least show Spider-Man swing by. It's like, hey, okay, cool. What's going on? Whatever. A little cameo is cool. It wouldn't hurt you.
You're going to be like the guy from Tom Holland's, hey, it's Spider-Man. Do a backflip.
All right. So you're saying, like, do what Marvel did, like, at the end of Hulk. they were like, hey, we found something over in New Mexico, and it's Thor's hammer on the ground.
Yeah.
And then yeah. we're talking like that.
Yeah, connect yeah. it, okay. not just do all these individuals and have an end credit that connects it.
It's like, will they, won't they kind of thing?
Yeah, because honestly, right now, I mean, they have a few end credits that tie most of it together, but it's like, are they really connected?
Is it possible that these are all different universes? Each movie is a different universe.
Could be. That's another one. Yeah.
So you want them to define what it is?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, and they should. Although Venom did throw a line once, or was it Morbius? Who's like,
who the hell are you, man?
I am Venom. I'm just kidding. It's Dr. Michael Morbius at your service.
I wonder if it's a trailer scene that got cut.
It might have been.
Well, the very end, the Vulture.
Vulture.
Batman. Batman meets up with the Morbius.
Thanks for meeting me, Doc. I think a bunch of guys like us should team up. Could do some good.
Intriguing.
Yeah. I do remember hearing that.
Well, see, that's one. I think I've said this before, but like the one thing that I hate about those is they're setting up all these villain movies, but they're not really villains. They're kind of anti-heroes.
Yeah.
But then that cutscene that you're talking about where Vulture's like, hey, we should team up. It's like they're teaming up to be villains. Like, what? You just saved New York, and he's inviting him to join the villains.
Exactly.
I'd like to see them tie it all together or put some kind of explanation out there so that we know, because it's just confusing right now.
Yeah.
Big time.
That or, like, put the movies out, like, back to back to back, not wait a full freaking year for the next movie or two.
Yeah.
2 years.
Because,
Yeah, because, like, when Marvel did it, we were getting, what, 2 or 3 a year?
Yeah.
Two or three a year, yeah. And so, like, you could kind of follow along with the story, and each one ends with the beginning of the next one, kind of.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like that would be a really good strategy to start implementing.
Maybe we can get that Sinister Six movie, finally.
Maybe.
I think that's what they're building up to.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's a fun question. Minaram asked me last week when we went to watch the Marvels, what Spider-Man do you think is going to be for that Sony world or universe or both, whatever they're doing? Who is it?
Andrew. What's the second? They should do Andrew.
Garfield. Yeah, Andrew Garfield.
It's Garfield.
I want to fight an alien.
I would hope.
Yeah, that's who I would like.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll do it.
It makes the most sense.
No, I think he's going to be the one.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be the one when they finally introduce one.
Yeah.
Holland's still in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything, but I suspect that they might bring in Miles Morales into a live action.
I heard
And then that. They might put him into that. That's what I would suspect.
But they can't just do it like that. He has to have at least a movie or two so he can learn the ropes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Unless they base it off of the Spider-Verse movies.
Yeah,
he's already had character development.
That could be interesting. Like he comes like out of the pages and out into the real world.
right, something along those lines.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, you would need a cast in a Miles Morales first,
because it wasn't Andrew Garfield the first Spider-Man.
Toby,
weren't they considered to be part of the Spider-Verse as the live action, or whatever? Like just throw them in there with all the other Spider-Men.
They are now.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's been years since The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and they didn't go forward with the sequel, and they went with Tom Holland to carry forward.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't think that they would go back. I mean, they could, and I hope they do with Garfield, but I don't know, man.
I would really like to keep seeing Garfield as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
As much hate as they got, I actually liked his Spider-Man movies.
Yeah,
me too.
But they were pretty good.
Yeah.
Goblin sucked. His Goblin sucked.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was horrible.
With the exception of Goblin. I think Electro, I think he needed a little bit of more polishing, but it wasn't terrible. I liked Electro. Goblin, terrible. Still better than The Flash, though. I'm just kidding, guys.
Well, you know what else is better than The Flash?
What is that?
The Marvel What If series.
100%.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yep, season 2, baby. Release date. Just got the announcement. The second set of adventures begin on December 22nd with an episode being dropped every day until December 30th. One episode will drop on Christmas, an extra special episode that features Happy Hogan and Darcy Lewis in the Avengers Tower, along with the return of Maria Hill, voiced by Kobe Smulders. And Robin's back.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Hey, spoiler alert.
Oh, Joe.
Come on, bro.
Man, half the country hasn't seen Secret Invasion.
Oh, my God. Now I'm not going to watch it for sure.
Did I just spoil that for you?
One more slip up, BB. You're fired, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Evil Ash is about to take your place.
Everyone hated on Secret Invasion, though.
Nobody watched it, too. But yeah, man, What If? I like the series. Like, it's all... It feels like the writers just have fun with this.
And yes.
They just like, off-color, all these stories that are never going to happen, and they just have fun with it. I think they're great, man. I think it's a nice, short, little series. I've rewatched it, like, 2-3 times already.
It's fun.
Favorite's the zombie one.
Yeah, yes. That one's cool. Yeah.
The zombies in, like, the last 2 episodes, oh, my God. I just keep watching them every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Captain Carter.
Captain Carter.
She's cool.
This is what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for Stark's...
nice.
That's what I'm waiting to see.
There was a short trailer out. Let's play it real quick, and we'll see what you guys think.
This kid puts on quite a show.
I have eyes on the target. It does not look all that threatening.
Looks can be deceiving, Your Highness.
Are you sure you do not want any backup?
Nah, I'm great with kids.
That's not Paul Rudd.
No, it's not. That's
definitely not.
Tank. You thought the story was over.
Who's that?
Hella.
Oh, okay.
I don't do sequels. Normally. Things have gotten a little twisted.
Shang-Chi?
In the multiverse.
Mad Max.
There you go.
There he is.
Yeah.
Who is this handsome dog?
Wow.
Oh, that is Shang-Chi. Yeah. Cool. Hulk had a stash.
Yeah, he did.
That might be Maestro.
You think so?
Oh,
ooh.
I've been looking for you.
Don't know.
For a long time.
I was thinking, as soon as I saw him, I thought Maestro too, but I don't think.
But Maestro has the Red Foreman look, doesn't he?
I don't think I can bear to marry. What might happen next?
Dude. I can't wait not to watch this.
Okay. All right.
I'm watching it every day.
Darcy, we got Red. The Avengers Tower's been overtaken.
On Christmas? What is this, Con Air? No, wait. Under siege? No. Oh, that's not it.
Hey, John McClane, focus!
Wow.
That's all right.
Can't wait.
Dude. I'll have to rewatch first season.
Can't wait.
Yeah, that looks fun. It does.
That looks good. Mm. Yeah.
It does.
I approve this message.
And dude, if they bring in Maestro for this, for an episode, that'd be pretty kick ass.
Agreed.
Remind me who Maestro is again?
He is a future version of Hulk who basically conquers everything. Earth. He kills Galactus, he kills Thanos, kills all the Avengers, and he's a conqueror, basically. Yeah.
That's badass.
Yeah,
they need to do something like that in live action.
They have to have a successful Hulk movie first.
I think the only one who, you know what? I don't even think that past Hulk beat him, huh? Because I know that they brought a past Hulk to beat Maestro, and I think Maestro kind of just he's beyond pride. He's not beyond cheating, and so he kind of played dirty, and I think he's
messed up
Hulk.
Get that low blow.
Yeah, basically.
What If December 22? I know what I'm doing.
Yep.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
You know what they say. When you're out of luck, always go duck.
Well, Evil Ash is going to take a short breather. He's going to do some competition squats. He's getting ready.
He'll be back. You need cardio to fight those deadites.
That's right. Yeah. But before we get to that, we got a live-action Yu Yu Hakusho. I know this is Brother K.
Yep.
This is your jam.
That's my jam. Well, the anime is.
I actually do like this anime as well. I think it's classic. Let's check this out and see what you guys think.
Let's get into it.
Do it.
Botan
is bad.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please, 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 please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far?
You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it.
We need it.
Come on. Hit that subscribe. Hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right, all right, all right.
しがみついてでも守る。
ドグロ。新しい仕事の依頼だ。
Alright, he looks tight. They look good. I like them.
Number 14. Yes.
It's right around the corner.
It's like it is coming quickly.
Basically.
Dude, that didn't look too bad. I'm gonna lie.
I got my complaints.
As soon as I saw Botan, I was like, I'm out. I'm tapping out.
What's up with the Japanese Neo or Agent Smith? Oh my God.
Toguro, yeah. He did kind of remind me of him. He reminded me of from Resident Evil. What's his name?
Oh,
Siler? Not Siler. Wesker. Siler.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he kind of reminded me of him. Oh, there's
Genkai.
Genkai. She actually looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm cool with Genkai. Toguro isn't the worst, I guess, for live action.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest complaint, well, first of all, Kurama looks like
shiitake mushroom.
Looks pretty cool. That's from what you can see. The guy with the armor.
Oh, yeah, he's dope.
He looks pretty cool. Karasu looks Botan. Pretty on point.
Yeah, I don't like Botan.
Yeah.
But whatever. It's colored hair, never does it for me.
Yeah.
And they made Junior an adult from the beginning, I think. They didn't have like a baby Junior. Oh, my bad.
Dude, what's up with the pacifier?
He's supposed to be a baby.
It comes into the story later.
In the anime, he looks like a child.
He's portrayed as like a little baby almost.
Yeah, and he's got a pacifier on him.
Yeah.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah. Dude, it looks like they put a sticker on his forehead.
They just sharpied it in.
It looks worse than Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, it looked kind of rough. Like, I like the movie, but man, that scene was kind of like, whoa, it looks weird. Like, with that third eye.
It looked like ass. Third eye.
Yeah, man, it just looked weird.
It looked like I went into my phone and like quickly cropped out a picture of my eye and pasted it.
Have to say, Kuwabara wasn't too bad, actually, on that little, 2 seconds we saw him. Yeah, right there. I was expecting worse from him.
That's like my favorite character, man.
Look at the face.
I don't know, dude.
Cinematography looked pretty cool, though.
Cinematography looks good, yes. Kurama looks like
donkeys.
Karasu looks on point.
Tuxedo mask right there, throwing a rose.
Yeah.
Oh, that's his thing. I mean, they can't really get around that. Yeah. That's his weapon, his rose.
I'll give it, like I said, 2 or 3 episodes, but I'm not holding my breath. This looks like, oh my God, it looks terrible.
Oh.
Dude. I mean, look at him, so small. It's like a monkey on there.
Yeah.
Why don't you give him a
okay, well, side keep by in side mind, comparison. This guy's supposed to be a giant. Also, why are they facing the Tagoro brothers, Bui and Karasu, so early? Like, bro, these are supposed to be like some of the biggest, baddest guys in the living world at the time. And they're taking on rookies? Like, bro. Because, I mean, from the get-go, they're barely learning their powers, basically. Like, see, he looks badass. His armor looks badass right here.
Mm-hmm.
Who was this again? I don't remember this guy.
Bui, the one that fights in the tournament against Hiei.
Hiei.
Guy with the big ass axe.
Throwaway character.
That's pretty really. Cool. Dude, he looks so weak.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not feeling it really. Cinematography looks good.
Yeah, no, right there looks like the Asian Neo.
Yeah, it is, dude.
Tagoro, like, it must be all the clothes and the jacket. This dude's ripped.
I mean, I'm sure it's probably CGI, because in the other scene, he wasn't that big.
Hmm.
Yeah, he looked tiny.
Well, actually, he looks fully CGI right here.
Yeah.
You might be right. I mean, I think it looks all right. It looks like it'll be fun.
Look at that.
I think for me, I would have to like look past the way these characters look. But if I can do that, I think this will be fun and enjoyable. I'm sorry.
Why couldn't you do that for a One Piece anime?
Because One Piece anime is trash. But this,
you just gave him the ammunition. You're like, here, just use this.
No, I want to see what the One Piece fans say about that one.
That's fine. But this, man, like, it does look similar to, like, the One Piece, where they're going to change up the story, maybe try and speed things along. And I think that's a good idea, because that's one of my biggest complaints with the anime. Like, every arc is a tournament. The first 2 or 3 arcs are a tournament. And I never really liked that. I still like it, but it was like, ah, come on, do something different. And here, I think they're doing something different. They're mixing it up a little bit. And I think this will be, it depends what direction they take it, but I think... I'm willing to give this a chance.
Yeah, and I get that. I'm not opposed to that. But, dude, they're taking on Tagoro Brothers and his team. Like, dude, those are supposed to be, like, the baddest guys in the living world at the time. And like, these guys, Yusuke just barely gets his powers, and he's already taking on Tagoro. Like, he hasn't had any proper training or anything, it looks like.
Yeah, well, this might be, like, the very end. Of the season, the first season.
At least give him, like, throw rando at him or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
It is what it is, I guess.
Classic anime speed up arc, training for one day, and now he's super strong.
Yep.
Happy Brother Time Chamber.
I was about to say.
Yeah, man. I think it looks fun. I'm going to check it out. What was this?
14.
December 14th.
14.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks like I might have to shell out a month's worth of Netflix.
I don't know.
Man. Yeah. Well, if that didn't do it for you, maybe I'll shell out a month of Netflix for this next one.
I don't know, dude. There's not a lot of convincing you could do right now.
No. Man,
they did my girl dirty.
Maybe the Avatar The Last Airbender? Yeah?
Is it like the movie?
I love the movie. So good.
The movie sucked balls.
So good.
Bro.
He's angry.
Oh, awesome. He's doing it just to try to trigger me too.
It's so good. Actually, me never really watching a show at all.
Yeah.
And at the time, my ex and I, we went and watched a movie. She's huge into the show. She loved it. She thought it was awesome, and I enjoyed it.
I don't know. I didn't like it. I feel like they tried to fit too much into one short movie, and then also like their powers seem so weak. Like it took like 10 of them to move a pebble. Like, I don't know, man.
It's magic.
I didn't like the movie.
Guns like the movie.
Dude, the most donkey nuts.
Some good donkey nuts.
Sure. Yeah. Kind of enjoyed it. I'm like, you guys were like, oh, it's trash, it's trash. The flying donkey doesn't look like the flying...
flying donkey?
Whatever. The bison. Whatever this thing is. I didn't care. The movie was okay for me as a casual viewer. But then when I watched the series, I'm like, okay, I can see what you're talking about. They definitely sped up a lot of things. And, I still think the movie was enjoyable. It did an okay adaptation.
Call him by his real name, Falcor. Never-ending story.
But yeah, the anime, the cartoon is definitely a good watch. I'll say that. Hopefully Netflix will get this one right. The series, Avatar Last Airbender. Let's check out this trailer.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. It's pretty awesome.
Time is a funny thing. The past. The future.
Looks nice.
Yeah.
It all gets mixed up.
Okay.
Zuko looks like Aiko.
Iroh.
There's only one way.
And he looks fucking badass. You keep it all right.
They got her in early.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah.
Always remember who you are.
All right, firebending looks awesome. Looks solid.
They're tough for.
All right, Momo looks a little weird, but All right.
February 22.
So I'm gonna take my words back. Netflix. I'm digging this. This looks promising.
Man, I'm gonna see Toph though.
Toph. I can't
Her name is to see Toph.
The boulder.
Her name is Toph.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah, her name is Toph because it sounds like tough. So just know
I remember you didn't like Sokka, the way his look was. What do you think looking at him
in
now?
In the movie.
Oh, in this you did like the way he looked?
Okay. Yeah, I had seen pictures like where like they changed his outfit to be like more like almost like armor tactical kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I really like that because that's what he was trying to be. Whatever, he's a young kid trying to be like I guess a warrior.
Yeah,
and I did like how his outfit looked.
Okay,
pretty cool.
Yeah, the scenery looks nice, dude.
Yeah,
yeah.
Omashu looks pretty solid. Zuko looks awesome.
Yeah, he looks good. So that burn looks like a burn.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
Like, whatever the hell the other one was.
Don't be bad.
Uncle, perfect casting right there, dude.
Yeah, he for sure. Awesome. Like, there's no mistaking who that is.
And the Fire Lord.
Ozai.
Yeah, he looks tight.
Dude, he got the cheekbones and everything. Like, guy looks solid.
He's even got my goatee here. Right here. He got my,
yeah.
Got my beard going. Looks identical.
Did they show Azula or nah?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
What's her name?
Suki.
Suki.
Because she gives a Suki Suki.
Yeah.
Long time.
That's what I heard.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. They're planting her early. Kind of planting some seeds, I guess.
I mean, she does show up in the first season.
Plant some seeds.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I do like how they're going for accuracy, though.
I know what he's thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Those eyebrows.
There's a scene later. Oof.
Mm.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, dude, I like the accuracy that they're going for.
Was that Azula?
Right there.
She don't look bad, but she don't look like her.
I mean, dude, you're comparing to a cartoon.
That's what I'm saying. She don't look bad, but she don't look like her.
Don't be mad.
Better than
Zoltan. There he is, the donkey.
The donkey, yeah.
And you said he looked weird, the little flying rat?
Yeah, I mean, right there.
Flying rat.
I mean, there's not much you can do with it. Like, it looks good for what it is. Mm-hmm. But and I'm not complaining. It's just, it looked weird in motion.
Okay. Yeah, man. I think somebody's paying attention. They're definitely, like you said, they're going for accuracy. They're trying to make it look as close as they can.
Yeah,
like the movie.
Which, yeah, I think they did a pretty good job with this attention to detail here.
Yeah.
It looks fun. Looks good.
I'm watching
it. 1 out of 10. I give it like a solid 8.5 to 9 right now, just by looks.
For the trailer, I'm gonna give it a 10 for trailer.
Damn.
As far as like accuracy, dude, I'm happy with it.
Damn, nice.
I'll watch it. I don't care. It's a movie, right? Or is it
a series?
It's gonna be a series.
Yeah.
I'll watch it. I mean, it looks good, so can't complain.
Nice. Did you ever end up watching the cartoon after you watched the movie, or no?
Okay. No.
So no interest. Pretty much like just like One Piece, you're going straight for the Netflix series.
Yep.
Okay.
I can't do it. Couldn't do it.
But my cabbages.
I'm sure
they're probably going to have that guy in there, dude.
They better, dude.
My cabbages!
Yeah, that was a pretty fun, packed, filled episode there.
Mm-hmm.
But now it is time, guys. We are going to play Thanksgiving game coming up next. Stay tuned. It's going to be Team BB and Guns. We are Los Frijoleros versus the team of Minarum. Minarum and Evil Ash, brotherly.
Let's get ready to rumble!
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another segment of Super Secret Agent K's Super Secret Game Corner. Today, we got a very special guest. Seeing as it is the holiday seasons, it is Thanksgiving time, the time to spend with your family. We got a special trivia today. It is Brothers versus Brothers, BB and Guns versus Minarum and Evil Ash, his brother, making his debut today. Today we are going to be doing a versus 2v2, a fall-themed trivia game. Now let me explain the rules a little bit. I'm going to put some questions up on a screen. You're going to do your best to try to click the answers as fast as you can. The faster you click on it, the more points you get. There are a few seasonal themed questions on there that will be double points.
Ooh.
Yes, so y'all do have chances to get to catch up depending on how well you are doing or not.
Alright, I'm teamed up with Guns, so I'm gonna need all the doubles I can get.
Yeah, you are.
Oh yeah, so the guy's not even on the board yet.
Alright.
Who's first runner up for that title?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
This will count towards y'all's win. If you and Guns win this one, BB, he does get to challenge if you'd like.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. There's already a divide between us. Already, we haven't even started.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. If y'all win.
Twin Towers have a one up on us.
it's cool. We're like Goku and Vegeta. We got that rivalry going.
With that being said, let us start the game.
Let's do it, eh? Let's do it!
The SC Files.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ready? Got 15 questions. Question 1. Who was the first character to be revived by the Dragon Balls?
Don't get it wrong, Guns.
I'm probably going to get it wrong.
Don't get it wrong. Ooh. Don't you do it.
Everyone chose differently. The correct answer is Master Roshi.
It is Master Roshi.
What? I could swear it was Krillin.
Dude, they made a movie about it that everyone hates.
That's why nobody knew.
Oh my god, you're right.
Dragon Ball Evolution was like about Dragon Ball, even though it was like a different adaptation of it. But
Go ahead, give y'all what y'all
answer. Well, shoot.
I said Krillin.
Guns, who did you say?
Yamcha.
Yeah, I said Goku.
This is just, wow.
The dude dies like three times. At some point, he had to be revived.
Oh, wow. All
right. So the only one to get any points was Team 2, Minarum and Evil Ash. I'm not going to say the other one.
Twin powers, baby.
Twin powers.
There you go. You are leading with 463 so far. Ready for the next one?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
Oh, double points. What is the most popular Thanksgiving
dessert?
Carrot cake, pumpkin pie, pecan pie, or red velvet?
I have no idea. Pumpkin pie? Nice.
Boontang wasn't on there.
Yeah. Boontang was not. Pumpkin pie was the overall, and that was correct. Good job, guys. Good job. I mean, pumpkin pie sucks, but you know, whatever.
It's the dessert that everyone loves to hate.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really is.
Except for I actually hate it. Question 3, another double points. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, how much does the heaviest turkey on record weigh?
What the hell, man?
65, 73, 79, or 86?
Oh, I got it wrong.
Nobody got it. It was 86 pounds.
What? Damn!
I picked 79.
Damn.
That's a big turkey.
That's a big turkey. Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I hit the little clip art. Wow. Godzilla versus turkey. All right.
What'd you name your turkey last year, Evil Ash?
Which
Bob?
Which one?
Bob.
Enrique. Fred. Bill. I mean,
Bill.
Bro, four turkeys? Damn.
I was gonna say, how many turkeys do you eat?
We eat all the turkeys.
Yeah, we name them every year.
Oh, man. Okay. Tradition, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of.
All right, guys. Moving on. What other name does Johann Schmidt also known by? Is it Red Skull, Crossbones, Quicksilver, or Dr. Doom?
Oh, damn. I think I just
messed up.
Damn. Come
damn on. It, Ooh. Guns.
It's Marvel. Come on, bro.
No, guns. No. Guns. I was going for the speed, and then once I clicked, I was like, wait, Johann Schmidt. I know who that is.
Guns!
Guns is the only one who hit Crossbones. Everybody else got it right.
Crossbones?
Well, I know as American as you can get is Crossbones.
Whoopsie. I mean, he worked for Hydra, technically.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, I knew it wasn't Doom and Silver.
All right. I thought maybe I might get guns on that one.
That's funny.
A-holes working against
me. Getting wrecked.
It's just 1,000 points.
It's just 1,000 points.
It's okay, B. Everybody loves an underdog.
Guns, you better step it up if you want a challenge for that title.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
All right, question 5. Another double points. How long was the first Thanksgiving celebration? Was it 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, or 4 days? Damn.
Thank God.
Who was the one that hit 4 days?
Oh, you got it right then.
No, I got it wrong.
Oh.
I put 4 days.
Oof. Oof.
Oh, yeah, Ash. My boy.
Yeah.
I like to eat. I was taking into consideration turkey sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember these. If I picked
you. You're right behind, guys.
Pork chop sandwiches?
Pork chop sandwiches. That's right.
Pork chop sandwiches. Y'all right behind.
Oof.
Y'all are catching up quick.
All right.
6.
Oh, my God.
Who is Selina Kyle in the DC Comics? Is it Cheetah, Catwoman, Poison Ivy, Harley Quinn?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you want to help underprivileged bald men whose hair has fallen one by one? If you subscribe today, a hair will grow back on CK's head.
For every
one click,
for every like, for every follow, you can make a difference on that bald, shiny head. Subscribe now.
Please, if you don't want my brother B to start looking like CK over there, please subscribe. He's heading that way. With every subscribe, he can get a follicle on that balding head of his. Bing.
Do us all a favor. Subscribe.
Dude, someone's thinking about it really hard.
I don't watch DC, man.
Catwoman, bro.
I don't watch DC.
You picked a cheetah.
You picked a cheetah?
Who the hell is Selina Kyle?
It's Catwoman.
I don't watch DC.
Come on.
Yeah, I was thinking about that hard, too.
Yeah, he was. I was like, damn, this timer is really going.
I don't watch DC. I don't watch Batman.
That's
man.
Like, who is Bruce Wayne? Come on, everyone knows who Bruce Wayne is.
Superman.
He's that reporter guy, right?
Nah, dude.
He works at the Daily Bugle?
Nah, I don't watch DC, man.
All right. Man. With that, you are falling behind again, guys.
All right.
Come on, catch up.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's not quite a thousand points. You are a little behind, but y'all can still win this.
I'm trying to make it interesting.
Which of these gives Luffy rubber-like properties?
There we go.
Mera Mera no Mi, Conqueror's Haki, Den Den Mushi, or Gomu Gomu no Mi? All right.
Film.
Oh. Damn. Thank you, live action, superior version.
Yeah.
That's precisely why I put that little live action for you. Whew. So that you're not saying, oh, I don't watch the anime.
Gum punch.
There you go. Team 2, Minarum and Evil Ash over here still in the lead.
Okay.
Guys.
400 points.
400 points. Y'all got this. In which American state does Thor arrive on?
Damn it.
MCU. New Mexico. Arizona.
I think Texas, I picked the wrong one.
Nevada.
Oh.
Which one?
I got the right one. That's close.
Yeah. Nevada.
Me.
Oh, man.
Come on, Minarum. Is this a question that sets you apart?
That's why I hit
it's
the
Marvel.
Like, oh, it is
come
Marvel.
Come on, Minarum.
As soon as I hit, I'm like, oh, my God. You know?
Dude, I'm not lying. I'm, like, starting to sweat here. It's getting serious.
Oh, y'all flipped the tables. Team 1, Guns and BB are on top.
Oh, yeah. We just stopped right here.
We can officially call this a match.
Oh, well, we're back.
All right, guys, 9 of 15. Which of these characters was in the original Sinister Six? Rhino, Scorpion, Doc Ock, or Lizard? All right, guys, who's the oddball out?
Don't fuck it up, baby.
It wasn't the lizard.
It was not the lizard. It was, in fact, Dr. Octopus.
Come on, BB, dropping the ball here.
That's Marvel, man. Oh, and just like that, they take it back.
Ah, crap.
See, it's your fault, baby. Well, we lose. If we lose, it's your fault. I'm blaming it on you.
Who accompanies Agent Romanoff to confront Whiplash at Hammer Industries? Is it Clint Barton, Happy Hogan, James Rhodes, or Justin Hammer?
Who is Whiplash?
Sorry, BB.
Mickey Rourke?
Yes.
Oof. Okay.
Oddball out. Who is it?
Who the hell put it? Hawkeye. He's not even in the movie.
Who was it?
I can take a guess.
Who was it?
Mean Chick Guns.
He's not even in the movie.
I didn't know, dude. I think I've seen like half the movie.
Oh my god.
I haven't seen the full movie, dude. Does that count if I haven't seen the movie? Like,
that
completely?
Does not count.
All right, sorry, so we can rule this question out 100%. Mm-hmm. Doesn't count.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Team 2 is only pulling ahead further and further.
Ooh,
we gotta catch up, guys.
Okay.
All right. How does Krillin heal after being stabbed by Frieza's horn? does he eat a sensu bean, wish from a Dragon Ball, or from the Dragon Balls, Dende heals him, or he gets blown up, not stabbed.
Oh, you got it.
Oh, hey. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dude. No. Dende heals, bro.
We got an even split. All right, everybody call out your answers. You clicked.
I said sensu bean.
Sensu bean? Dude, Dende. He gets it from the Dende.
From the Dende, yeah, the little green man. You blast, you hit Dende as well?
I did.
Oh, I'm surprised because I don't think he's ever seen Dragon Ball.
Oh, I've seen Dragon Ball.
I clicked sensu bean and immediately started thinking, wait a minute. I'm just remembering the Dende doing the healing thing. I'm like, oh, no.
All they remember Dende healing Vegeta.
Yeah. I was really hoping to get somebody with the gets blown up, not stabbed.
I almost went with that because it was funny.
Yeah. Let's see the points.
Oh, man.
9,124 to Team One's 7,242.
Get that KY out.
Guys, it's went from a match to a massacre.
Oh, no.
12 of 15. Double points is Yas chance. Which Native American acted as an interpreter? Was it Pocahontas, Squanto, Tabe, or Sacagawea? Even split again, guys. What do we got? What do we got?
I picked the hot chick.
I picked Pocahontas because I don't know.
Squanto.
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 I don't know who that is.
BB, that leaves you with picking
the interpreter.
Yeah, I picked the hot chick.
She's not even that hot.
The Disney princess?
The Disney princess, yeah. Yes. It was, in fact, Squanto, not Pocahontas.
Who the hell is Squanto?
Squanto? I don't know.
I don't know.
He was a Native American back in the day, I guess.
He was an interpreter.
Yeah, he was. Guys.
Oh, man.
Y'all need to catch up here.
The KY, baby.
13 of 15. What island is Wonder Woman from?
Guns isn't getting this right.
Come on, guys.
That woman.
Oh, what?
Oh!
Yeah.
On a complete guess, Guns gets it right.
That mascara, yeah.
Wonder Woman is actually one of the ones I did see.
Well, okay.
Thank God.
Impressive. All right.
Just because she's hot.
Hey.
Hey. Genosha's up in there.
Genosha? Yeah. Awesome. I was thinking somebody's going to get Genosha.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime. Right. Nice.
That mascara is the right answer. Good job, everybody.
Oof. The KY.
Currently, Team 2, Minarum and Evil Lash over here with 10,930. To Team 1, BB God and Guns, 8,940.
It's almost a 2,000-point lead, baby.
Yeah.
God, guys.
Damn it, BB, if you were to pick Squanto, we would have been right there already.
14 of 15. What Earth is Miles Morales from in the Spider-Verse? Earth, 616. 42. 1610. Or 1-999.
I just watched it. That's why I don't know.
What?
Oh, man. What's...
All right, 16, guys. What 10? Do we pick?
Oh.
Mine was wrong. I picked Earth 4-2.
4-2. 4-2 is where the spider came from.
Mm-hmm.
I picked 1610.
All right. Technically, here's the problem, though. Earth 1-999 and Earth 616. It depends what movie... you watch and stuff, but they're both the same universe.
Yeah. But I was going based on Spider-Verse here, and that's what they said. Yeah.
Yeah, I messed that one up.
Correct answer was Earth 1610.
Yeah, the spider's from 42.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, guys. Y'all got a little bit of a chance here.
Good job.
They just need to miss this one completely. And both of them have to catch miss up. It. Yep, both of them have to miss it.
God,
y'all can probably catch up.
And we both have to get it.
Yep.
Just don't make it a Marvel or a DC question.
Here we go, guys.
Oh, no.
I have no idea what it is.
What's Goku's original name?
Double points. What is the most popular side dish at Thanksgiving? Is it mac and cheese, green bean casserole, stuffing, or mashed potatoes?
As soon as I clicked it, I knew.
What?
Well, what's that? Ah, mashed potatoes.
According to Google, mashed potatoes is the most popular.
My
Cornholio!
According to Google.
Google.
They must have been in New York.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was, right, guys. Picked stuffing.
Was it stuffing?
Who got it right?
Who was the one that picked mashed potatoes?
Oh, that was me. Damn it, BB, you had one chance.
Oh, man.
I did my part.
Let's see the final.
Right, let's see.
Is it enough?
See the results. Of course, no third team with 10,222. Second place. 10,930. Team 2.
Damn.
It was close.
It was close, guys.
It was close.
Y'all almost brought it back.
Yeah.
You mean I almost brought it back.
Oh, right. Selena Kyle.
I almost brought it back, guys.
I ain't gonna lie. When I first read Selena Kyle, like, Celine from Underworld?
Wow.
BB Gun, I shall call you almost.
Almost.
All right.
We need to defend Tabulous, apparently.
Good game, guys. This was fun.
It was good.
That was fun. Oh.
Yeah. Hope to do this a little bit more.
There we go.
Just like that, God's your chances slip right through your fingers.
So beautiful. Maybe did it on purpose.
Yeah, you did.
Sabotage.
I heard it.
Sabotage.
I heard it.
He wants to
there we go.
Damn.
Oh, man. The
only thing missing now is a cigar.
Yeah, that's awesome. I get it.
I was hoping you had it right there.
I was half expecting an arm to pull out the second belt like a tag title belt.
Too much.
Oh, man. That was close, though.
Yeah, it was.
Double points.
Yeah. I see Minaram's forehead getting a little sweaty over there. Wiping the sweat off.
It was close. Man, it was close. Yeah. I got a little nervous.
Yeah. It's the number two. I don't care what Google says.
Nah, stuffing is garbage.
Oh, agreed. Like fighting words right there. Whoa! Okay.
It's horrible. Oof.
Minaram, good game. Guns, okay game, I guess. BB, solid. And even Lash, solid game.
I'm the one that brought it back for us. Jesus. BB was missing like the last like three freaking questions.
You missed like half of them.
No, I missed three.
You missed Selena Kyle.
Yeah.
I don't even know her name.
Oh, man.
Well, guys, thank you for joining us today.
It was fun.
Lash, I hope to have you on again for another tag team match.
Yes, I'm glad I got the call. Got the call up.
It's kind
of fun.
Thank you for joining us today. And thank you, thanks listeners, for also for listening. We will see you on the next episode of Super Secret ATK and Super Secret Game Corner.
Hey, everybody, it's closing time. You don't got to go home, but you can't stay here.
I missed the part where that's my problem.
Well, thank you for playing, guys. That was fun. I hope that everyone at home enjoyed that as well. Unfortunately, it is time to close it down. Please visit us at www.thesfls.com where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We play games. We talk trash. We talk TV. We talk video games. We talk movies. Just have fun. Just go off and have a good time. You can also follow us on social media. Brother K, where can they find us?
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. If you're looking for the uncut episodes, you want to hear me say freaky deaky, you can check us out on Patreon. Also, don't forget to check out our other podcast that we do, Bro Etiquette, where we check out to see if the bro code still stands to this day. If you're on the go, Guns, where can they find us?
You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, which will unfortunately be discontinued, YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and Sweet, Sweet Pandora.
Sweet Pandora.
Love Pandora.
Never said anything bad about Pandora.
We love them.
Every time, dude.
I was about to say, every time.
Every time.
Wow. If you got any questions, comments, suggestions, feel free to email us. Bogusbird@thesfiles.com.
Guns@thesfiles.com.
And AgentK@thesfiles.com.
And if you need more Manarm in your life, you want more Manarm, you absolutely can't go on without Manarm. Where can they find you, dude?
YouTube.com/Manarm.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
This is Gun signing out.
This is Agent K saying see you later.
It's Manarm signing out.
Catch you on the next one.
Peace.
Deuces.
See ya.